I'm going to take it back here again and say, get a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11 or larger, that has all the squares on it, you know, for plotting things out, and work on your lot. Use that as your lot. Now you may have to tape two or three of them together to get the full picture that you want to do, but I'd like to work with you on that to help to show you how to lay it out and what antennas will work best for you, the pros and cons on every antenna that you might want to consider. Hopefully it'll save you time. I don't want to take away your fun, but I do want to help give you ideas and things to consider on each type of antenna. And it's not a bad idea to have more than one antenna for the bands you want to use the most. And of course, the most useful bands are 20, 40, and 80. But having a vertical option that covers the higher frequency bands is good. We didn't get into that when you're here, but I did tell you about it. But having horizontal and vertical and working with the one that works the best is the way to go. And, of course, you can have switches with it. And you saw what I have here. So anyway, I'll let your ears take a break, and I'll send it back to you, David. AD8FK.